Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Ties That Bind, Book 3, Part 1, by D.A. Young. Narrated by J.F. Harding and Mari. Chapter 1. 1994. Christmas Eve. Albuquerque, New Mexico. Ransom. I did it. No sense in beating around the bush. I don't expect you to understand. Hell, I don't even get it. Except, nothing hurt in the darkness. I was in my element and felt safest there. Peaceful and free as a fucking bird, where no one could touch me. I know that's the last thing you ever wanted to know about me, but I was never meant for the pearly gates, O noble Saint Ransom. You tried to do the right thing, but in the end, it always backfired with me and cost you. We may have shared a womb, but from birth, our paths diverged. Mine was unchangeable, and never yours to walk or understand. Cheer up. At least your life will be easier without me in it, screwing shit up. Believe me, it's better this way. Especially with Billy. Congratulations on bagging that fine piece of ass, by the way. I hope it tastes and feels as good as it looks. I'm kidding. On second thought, fuck you. I'm dead and you can't do anything about it. With that being said, it might be hard to believe this next part. I love you, man. Forever. Even though most of the time I breathed envy instead of oxygen, that's my truth. I was choking on that shit. Not that you give a damn now, but it's important that you know. More than I ever hated you, I loved you. Tell Slade I'll see him when he gets here. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. Look after Ma. Neither of you deserved the shit I put you through, so do yourselves a favor. Forget about me, and be fucking happy. You deserve it, brother. Stay vertical. Harley. Ransom Lawson was stone-faced as he read the letter until the boldly slanted words blended together. Eventually, they blurred into illegible scribble, and his fingers curled around the paper's edges as he struggled with the feelings he couldn't segregate for his deceased twin. Love, hate, disgust, fury, sorrow, relief. They were so intertwined that separating them had proved an impossible feat, making Ransom a prisoner to the murky vortex swirling in cyclonic force around him.
I still can't believe that he was capable of such things, Claudia whimpered, tugging on her ratty ponytail.
He'd forgotten that he wasn't alone. His eyes lifted to find his mother still sitting cross-legged on the bed, a fresh cigarette dangling between her fingers. The ashtray on the nightstand was overflowing with butts, and the room reeked of smoke. The garbage was overflowing, and judging from the empty small bottles of alcohol Ransom spotted scattered along the dresser, Claudia had cleaned out the minibar. Her bare face was blotchy and exhausted with shadows under her miserable eyes, physical evidence that she was grappling with an entity that was destroying her from the inside out. Ransom struggled for something to say, and finally settled on the truth.
He did a lot of things you weren't aware of. Things you were never meant to find out about, Ma. Things that...
Like what?
The question, filled with trepidation, fell from Claudia's trembling lips when he faltered.
Tell me!
She demanded when her son remained silent. Tension wound up Ransom's spine. It reached the back of his skull and squeezed, polarizing his body. Transitioning from the MC world to mainstream society was a bitch. He thought his life would be on Easy Street after getting out of the Immortals. However, the remnants of that lifestyle were phantoms destined to haunt him for eternity. Ransom had inherited Harley's sins, and his past was now banging on the fucking door, ready to kick it in and make him atone for them. He knew Slade had never mentioned the Aztec shooting to Ma. It wasn't unusual to keep significant others in the dark when it came to the violent aspects of the MC. They understood that things needed to be done for the greater good of the club.
I'm stressed about your well-being, Ma. I don't know what you can handle knowing, when all I want to do is protect you from everything.
Claudia blew her nose and stared down at her chipped nails and the frayed edge of her sweater.
Seems like the time for that has come and gone, baby.
When he didn't reply, she lifted her head. One look at Ransom's handsome, somber face, and a terrible premonition hit her, turning the contents of her stomach into a vat of acid. Like a deer caught in headlights, her predator intuition was triggered. Flight instincts kicked in, knowing he'd give her nothing but more bad news to add to the continuation of this unfolding nightmare. He opened his mouth to speak, and she beat him to the punch.
You know what? Forget it. Whatever it is, I don't want to know, Ransom. Comprendes?
Claudia insisted.
At least not right now. I was a fool to bring this to your attention. You and Billy are going out, and I don't want to ruin your night. Go and have a good date. We'll speak another time.
Knowing the pain he was about to inflict on his mother was killing Ransom. You know I love you, Ma. That there is nothing on God's green earth that I wouldn't do in order to protect you. That I'd rather die than hurt you. His eyes held hers urgently, needing confirmation of those facts before he ripped her world apart. You do know that, right? Claudia tensed at Ransom's earnest opening. He was her baby, and she'd always been proud to be his mama. He was the one constant in her life that she could always count on to be perfect and never disappoint her. Except right now, he looked like he'd rather eat a damn bullet than speak his mind. Claudia had never witnessed this unsure side of him. Ransom was always steady. He was a confident and comforting presence for those around him. Drawing her knees up against her chest protectively, she gave a weighty, bone-weary exhale that made him feel like the devil personified.
The peace was a nice respite while it lasted, she sighed. Let's get this over with, I guess. What is so urgent that you look like the world's about to end, mijo? Of course I know that about you. I hope you know the feeling is entirely mutual. Now stop beating around the bush and tell your mama what's on your heart. It can't be worse than anything else we've endured in the last month.
Claudia firmly reasoned, even though inside she was filled with a fear she hoped was irrational. Ransom interlocked his fingers at his nape and tipped his head toward the ceiling. He gripped at disheveled strands of hair for support and closed his eyes. I wish that was the case, Ma. A sound escaped Claudia's lips. It was high-pitched like a laugh, but couldn't be classified as such since it broke in the middle and fell into a desperate gasp sob. Upon hearing it, Ransom's eyes sprang open. He found Claudia ashen-faced with her fist pressed to her mouth as she watched him uneasily.
Worse? How would that even be possible? Please, just fucking tell me.
Claudia's nerves were officially stretched to the point of snapping, knowing her damaged heart wouldn't be able to handle his disclosures. It was best to just rip the bandage off and get it over with. Steeling himself, Ransom sat down on the edge of the bed and stared straight ahead at the wall. Ma, it's about last summer. Claudia dropped her feet over the side of the bed and slumped forward, her face buried in her palms. Her heart felt too heavy to beat.
Damn you. You better be fucking lying to me. Tell me it's a lie, Ransom, she begged.
Ma, I can't. If I could take it back, you know I would, he responded helplessly. I tried to defuse the situation, but it went sideways quickly. I didn't know Harley or Slade were going to start shooting. Her emotions boiled to the surface and spilled over. Jumping up, Claudia rushed him. Ransom was ready and caught her. She slapped at him wildly, punching and kicking while he caged her, trying to absorb her pain and wincing when her nails threatened to rip through the sleeves of his suit jacket.
How could you not know? You knew who you were dealing with. Garcella was just a baby. How could this happen? How could you not say shit? None of you said anything. You looked me in my face every day like nothing had happened. Oh my God, that poor girl.
Ransom held her, allowing her to rail at him and bemoan her family's loss until Claudia collapsed against him and slid down to the floor at his feet in a sobbing heap. She didn't stay there long. Holding on to her stomach, Claudia rolled away and rushed to the bathroom. With a grimace, Ransom stood and waited helplessly, teeth gnashing as her violent retching filled his ears. 5 minutes later, she reappeared, wan and slightly more collected. However, the tick by her right eye let him know it was all an act.
15 seconds of deep inhaling and exhaling proved him right, and she lost the battle for composure.
Fuck Slade,
Claudia hissed.
Fuck Harley, and fuck you, too, for keeping it from me, Ransom. You're better than that shit. They were family. I had a right to know. We stood in solidarity and offered condolences, and you let me and never said a word.
I know all that, Ransom snapped, guilt stripping his defenses. Not a day goes by that I don't regret what happened. But this was club business. I couldn't say shit. That would mean putting lives at risk, innocent lives as revenge, including yours. I also couldn't carry out what we should have done either, as painful as it may have been. And that's our reality. Confused by that last enigmatic statement, she searched his hard face.
Ransom, what are you?
Ask me, Ma. Ask me what I wanted to do, he demanded harshly. Eyes identical to his ballooned in understanding, and she shook her head in denial, refusing to go there with him. Look after Harley, he fired at her. Claudia blanched and shrunk back, trying to evade the truth that hit her like a spray of bullets. I was his keeper. That's what you expected me to be above all else, wasn't it? Before considering doing the right thing, yeah? Protect him. I did that for you in the club because that's what was expected of me. I was loyal to a fault. Because of that, I can't undo it. So I need to find a way to make peace with it. I'm trying to do right by me, you, and Billy, and I don't want any more fucking secrets between us. I just want a clean slate. Can you understand that? Of course Claudia could, but this was fresh pain thrown on top of an accumulating pile of betrayal and hurts to her. She needed some time to come to terms with it. Moving away from him, she went to the door and opened it.
You should go. I don't know what I'm feeling right now. Deceived is at the top of my list, followed by heartbroken and furious. Today's revelations have been a fucking mindbender. The last thing I want to do is say something I'll regret later.
Ransom stood undecided. Right now, his woman, Wilhelmina Billy Stanton, was getting ready for their evening out. They were going to the Christmas festival, then dinner, and planned to attend midnight mass afterward. He left their room, happy and content, after spending the afternoon in bed with Billy. With her deep brown hue that accentuated her boldly unique features and a svelte body sculpted with compelling curves, she was flawless in Ransom's eyes. In his opinion, he hadn't spent nearly enough hours monopolizing said perfection. Yet it went beyond the physical with them. Billy was honest, intelligent, feisty as hell, and had a backbone of steel. She challenged and encouraged him to be the best version of himself, and forced Ransom out of his comfort zone. If it were up to him, they'd stay in bed forever, enjoying each other's company. Nonetheless, her wish was his command, and he'd intended to invite his mother to join them. Claudia had been holed up in her room, and Ransom thought she could do with some fresh air and holiday festivities. The last thing he expected to see was her holding a letter that his dead twin had hidden in her purse when she opened her door. One look at his mother's ravaged face, and he was leaning toward forsaking tonight's plans to try and work out their issues. He didn't want this to come between them permanently. Claudia sensed his turmoil, and despite being presently bombarded with chaotic emotions, she loved her son all the more for it. She jerked her head toward the hallway and begged,
"Just go, Ransom. We need some space from each other."
After a long pause, he briefly dropped a kiss on the crown of her head and respected her wishes. Ransom was late. That never happened. Billy glanced impatiently at her swatch watch again. Nearly an hour and a half had passed since she'd last seen him. Granted, she'd only been ready for 30 minutes, but he'd threatened to withhold sexual favors if she didn't sharpen up her prep time. As there was no heat behind Ransom's warning, Billy wasn't even sweating it. She glanced at her watch a third time and shrugged. Now that she'd been afforded some alone time, Billy decided to place a call. Grabbing her address book from her purse, she dialed her friend Angela's number and stretched out across the unmade bed. It rang steadily, and she knew that on the other line, her friend was staring pensively at the phone, debating whether to pick up. Billy couldn't blame her overcautious approach after what Angela had been through. She wondered how the news that she and Ransom were a couple would be received, There was more than a possibility that her friend wouldn't be able to separate the brothers in her mind, if ever. It was a risk that Billy would have to take, because she wasn't giving Ransom up for anyone when he'd given up his world for hers.
Hello?
Angela answered, timid and unsure. Billy responded quickly to dispel her fears.
Hey, girl, it's me.
A relieved blast of air gusted into her ear.
Billy, how's everything? I haven't heard from you since our last conversation. I was hoping I hadn't scared you off.
Angela's voice escalated in panic.
You're still coming when I finally... You don't even have to ask. Just say the word,
Billy confirmed.
How are you feeling? Like a prisoner.
The response was immediate, however not with as much hostility that her friend was used to whenever she'd inquired.
Thankfully, it'll soon be over. I've narrowed my selection down to 2 couples. The first is well off, and they have a son who just left for college. The second couple is middle class, and already has a set of 2 girls who are 7. That's great. Which way do you think you'll go? I'm not sure. I'm compiling the pros and cons daily. I'd like you to meet them, too. I don't have a problem doing that. Angela, there's something I need to tell you.
Without missing a beat, Billy revealed.
Harley, Digger, and Pitch are dead.
A pause hung in the air as her friend tried to cope with the announcement. It was followed by a resounding thud as the phone dropped. Alarmed, Billy rolled over and sat up.
Angela?
A whimper filled her ear. It was followed by another and another until they merged together in an unbearably endless chorus that broke Billy's heart.
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to just spring that on you.
On the other end, her friend was sobbing in bed.
Thank God. It was finally over.
Awkwardly, Angela leaned over to retrieve the cordless phone from the floor. With some effort, she maneuvered into a sitting position and held it up to her ear.
No, no, don't be sorry.
Angela insisted brokenly.
I don't even know where to start. But when? How?
Harley committed suicide and...
Billy faltered before telling the lie her man and father insisted that she stick to.
Ransom took care of the others. I see.
Angela laughed, shrilly. She couldn't help it. Relief had made her woozy and slightly hysterical. The devil and his sidekick were dead.
God, if you only knew how much time I've prayed and fantasized about those two meeting a deserving fate. The fear and stress of constantly looking over my shoulder, wondering if they had found me again and were watching. Tell me, did Ransom make them suffer? Why did that bastard choose to end his life?
Because Ransom had found out what he did to Carmelita and others and planned to end it for him.
Billy spoke bluntly.
Our last conversation ended rather abruptly. There are things you don't know about other than Carmelita's murder. Things you need to know going forward.
Like what?
Angela asked, sniffling.
Like after Ransom brought you back to your hotel, he returned to Chatham and beat the shit out of Harley for what he did to you.
At her friend's sharp intake, Billy added,
He was black and blue, Angela. Ransom never forgave him for what he and Digger did to you. He despised what Harley had become.
I still can't believe he helped me that day,
Angela mused.
I said something to the effect of I wanted him to pay, and he assured me he would. I thought he was just trying to pacify me and get me out of his hair. He really is like a guardian angel, huh?
Ransom is the best,
Billy emphasized.
He's a badass. All instinct and a rule breaker. Despite his tough exterior, he's smart, got an enormous heart, and loyal to a fault in my...
Angela's sharp intake of breath interrupted Billy's spiel.
Wait, how do you know so much about him? You're speaking like you really know him. That can't be possible.
She trailed off in confusion.
What gives, Billy?
I can speak and swear on him with my life because I do know him. Ransom and I are in love, Angela.
You're what?
Billy laughed at her disbelief.
I didn't stutter, girl. I met him on the side of the highway after he dropped you off at the hotel. It sounds tacky, I know. I'll fill you in later. Anyway, one thing led to another, and it was supposed to be only a summer fling, but it turned out to be so much more. I was heartbroken when he left. That's why you wouldn't give Kent or anyone else the time of day,
Angela realized.
Kent will always be my best friend, but we were suffering through some growing pains.
Billy spoke carefully.
In time, we'll be fine, but make no mistake. Ransom is the only man for me.
But he's a biker. Angela made no effort to disguise her revulsion, and Billy had to be mindful of what she'd been through instead of biting her head off.
You fell for him, of all people? The odds of that happening are what, 1 in 1,000,000? Indeed, and correction, he was with a motorcycle club. Ransom is moving to California to be near me. He's out of that life for good, Angela. What a strange twist of fate life has taken us on,
her friend marveled. Billy was inclined to agree with her. The sequence of events that had to occur for them to cross paths and be involved in each other's lives was absolutely surreal.
True story. Believe me, he was just as shocked as we were to discover how small our circle truly was. He'd like to speak with you and see how you're doing, Angela. Ransom harbors a mountain of blame for his brother's actions. Would you be willing to talk? No offense, but I couldn't. Not right now. It's still too much for me to process. Please thank him for me, and pass on that he's eased my mind greatly.
With a hint of suspicion, she asked,
You didn't tell him that I was pregnant, did you?
No.
That's your business, and I'll respect it,
Billy replied, clinging to her reluctance on the subject.
It is weird not being able to confide in him about it, though. We share everything with each other.
Angela winced. She was happy for her friend, yet jealous, too. Would she ever be able to trust a man again? And on such a deep level, with no barriers? She stared at her huge stomach and shuddered with revulsion at the thought of such intimacy. There were nights where she slept with the pillow over her face and screamed into it as she relived the longest night of her life. Angela still heard their laughter and excitement and felt them invading and violating her as they broke her mind, body, and spirit. If Ransom hadn't come along, she honestly didn't think she would have made it out of that room alive.
Still, I'd appreciate it if you didn't, Billy, especially if we're both going to be in your life. I value your friendship immensely. Hopefully you feel the same enough to understand that I want as little reminders of what happened to me as possible moving forward. I wouldn't betray you like that, hon. I know you wouldn't.
Angela gave a tired sigh and rubbed her face sleepily.
Do you think I'll ever feel normal again? That's all I really want, Billy, to pretend nothing ever happened.
Billy repositioned herself against the pillows and crossed her legs, careful to keep her boots off the bed. She closed her eyes and thought about her mother's passing. How many times had she wished to push back the hands of time and go back to what felt safe and familiar? The longing for Melody would never fade, but she always seemed to be present and guiding her daughter with her wisdom. Plus, her family, friends, and Ransom had made her loss a little more bearable. Billy was determined to give Angela the same support system.
Honestly, no, you won't. Hopefully you'll find a new normal with me pushing and cheering you on every step of the way, Angela. Everything you do from that point on will belong to only you. You'll be free to take things slow or run, arms outstretched, to embrace the future you create.
Her friend sniffled.
I appreciate that. At times I feel so weak and broken,
she despaired.
I've never felt so powerless, and I hate it. My mother used to say weakness revealed hidden strengths,
Billy offered. Her friend needed to know and understand that her life was important and her feelings were valid.
Your mother sounds like a wise woman. Mine only taught me how to maximize my pretty, conditioned me and my sister to need attention to be a great hostess, and most importantly, have a discerning eye for China patterns.
Angela mocked bitterly.
I'm sure she loved you the best way that she knew how,
Billy replied sincerely.
And that sounds like a story I need to hear in person. I can't wait to see you. I'm really looking forward to it.
Suddenly, Angela yawned.
Ooh, excuse me. I'm so tired. These days I fall asleep in the middle of eating.
Lifting her arm to peek at her watch, Billy frowned, realizing that Ransom was extremely late.
That wasn't like him to not communicate with her. Now she was worried.
Hey, I don't want to hold you up. Go get some rest, woman. Merry Christmas. Thank you for calling. I already feel like I'll sleep better tonight. I miss you and hope to see you soon, Billy. Merry Christmas. Me too, friend. Take care.
Billy hung up and grabbed her camel peacoat. She was just about to slip it on when she heard the key in the lock.
It's about time, Buster,
she called when the door opened. Ransom stood in the entryway, looking ruined in every possible way. His long hair, the shade of freshly brewed espresso, was wild and disheveled. His navy suit was wrinkled, and the navy and burgundy paisley tie loosened. He reeked of smoke and alcohol, but it was his eyes that imprisoned her. They were filled with such defeat that Billy forgot to be irritated of him being MIA. He was a fucking wreck. Fear squeezed her heart, and she wasted no time digging in with questions.
What's going on, Ransom? You look like hell. Where have you been? Are you okay?
Stricken, she grabbed his face and searched it anxiously and followed that with a body check for injuries and found none.
What happened, baby?
He shook his head and licked his parched lips. The alcohol coursing through his veins had muddled his thought process slightly.
What do you think happened, Billy? Harley happened. Doesn't he always?
Billy shook her head in confusion.
I don't understand. What does that even mean, Ransom? I don't mean to be insensitive, but how? He's dead.
Ransom opened his eyes and smiled thinly at her naivety.
You know firsthand that means nothing, wild thing. The memories linger or even pay you a visit in the form of a letter they left behind, admitting to their fucked up deeds. She wrapped her arms around him. Underneath the stench of tobacco smoke and alcohol was the real Ransom, his goodness shining through like sunshine.
Oh, babe.
His arms encircled her and crushed Billy to him, needing physical proof that his life was about to get better. Ransom murmured in her ear.
I had to come clean with Ma about some other shit he'd gotten the MC tangled in last summer before you hit town. It was the catalyst that set everything off. In doing so, I had to break her heart.
He pulled back, and the furrow between his brows and creases of worry in his forehead were sure signs that his inner demons were wreaking havoc.
The outcome was inevitable, but it had to be done, babe, Ransom said tiredly.
Billy's heart was hemorrhaging for him.
God, she couldn't wait to get him to California for good. He needed a fresh start so badly. No one deserved it more.
She cradled his face and stroked the full beard covering his granite jaw.
I believe you. You're a good man, Ransom. Don't ever forget that. You said your piece, and the ball's in Claudia's court now. It's time for you to move on.
He dropped his forehead to hers. Mossy eyes with flecks of amber around their center were steeped in pain and bore directly into bright onyx orbs that appeared almost ethereal. Ransom loved the intimacy of eye contact with Billy. It was hotter than foreplay with the woman whom he couldn't remember that preceded his wild thing. And her smile? A loaded gun. Trigger pulled with a direct shot to his heart every time she aimed it at him. Ransom still marveled at the universe's mysterious ways and fate's orchestration that had brought them together. Under a harsh desert sun, chrome and leather collided with diamonds and silk. They'd crossed paths on the side of a road, and that meeting had been transformative. Ransom knew in an instant that he had to have Billy. One look at her, and a single thought confirmed what his heart already knew. They belonged together. It was as if his life rewound in a split second and decided to restart at that moment. Nothing and no fucking body was getting in the way of what was inevitable between them. Luckily, she'd felt the same, and knowing that, Ransom had no choice but to claim her, thus dragging Billy into his world, consequences be damned in his quest to have it all. This gorgeous, carefree, confident girl who danced to the beat of her own drum had definitely given him a run for his money. Billy was a dream unrealized.
She had opened up a whole new world for Ransom, one he'd never dreamed of.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?